If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Now you're all downloaded, let's talk about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton. This is Christmas Podding.
Hi everyone, welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is the only Australian Christmas podcast. Welcome along to the show. Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Welcome, Merry Christmas. Happy December. We are in Christmas month. So look, this is just full permission to go Christmas everything now. It can be all you talk about and all you do.
We've got so much on this week's podcast. Are you expected to drop hints to your better half? Like, you want to get a gift that you want, that's practical, that you can like. Like, you know when they buy you something that's so off the mark, you're like, oh, what a waste.
Yeah.
Should you be giving hints, or does it take the magic out of it? We'll find out. Oh, and this band joining us on the show. Oh, yeah. Been ages since we've heard anything from CDB. That was a great song.
I remember that song.
Well, they've got a brand new Christmas album out just in time for Christmas. So we'll talk to Gary Pinto. He's one of the singers of the band. He's coming up a little later on the podcast. Let's start with my favourite topic of all, re-gifting. Now,
again,
apparently re-gifting is the new way to spread Christmas cheer. A recent survey has just found that over half of Australians. So I know you like to pigeonhole me and say I'm the only re-gifter you know. Yeah. Over 50% of us are planning on recycling old gifts around the house this year in order to cut down on their spending. It has been a tough year. We acknowledge that. Money is tight.
Absolutely.
We know that. What could you re-gift from your current collection of trinkets that would pass as a decent re-give? Let me start. We have a re-give. We have a box.
Yeah, you do.
So it's not just re-gives, it's, you know, gifts that we've seen along the way, stuff that we think, oh, maybe a kid might like that at a birthday party. We actually have a present box. I've had the same gift in it for the last 4 years. I just haven't found the right person to give it to.
What is it?
It's a beautiful travel soup mug. So you can put some takeaway soup, and it's even got a little container at the top for a little bread roll.
Okay. Now, that's cute.
Well, maybe I've just found your Christmas present.
Well, I never really take lunch.
No, and look, I've been meaning to give it to the father-in-law for years.
Yeah,
but every time I try and wrap it up, my wife's like, oh, is that the best we can do? Mm-hmm. Well, it's just tokenism. Now, where are you standing on re-gifting 2020?
Yeah, I've actually come on board because we have been talking about it a bit, mm-hmm. and we've talked about the charity option, as well as just if something's not to your taste. You know, there's kind of lots of different aspects to the re-give. I have found myself partaking already this year because we had a Christmas concert for my daughter's dancing and I won a raffle prize. Mm-hmm. And so that was a bonus.
Yes. Do you like the raffle prize?
Yeah, well, the raffle prize was a hamper of it was targeted towards a young boy. Mm-hmm. So my son had obviously put the raffle tickets into the box to win the boy's hamper. So he was absolutely stoked. He's like, well, it was worth sitting through my sister's dance concert because we won the raffle prize.
He deserves that hamper.
Yeah. So, you know, we open up the hamper, we go through the raffle prize, and it was a very generous hamper. So it has a backpack and a cap and a book and a voucher and all sorts. But I did kind of say to him, you don't really need everything in this hamper. Like, the hamper's actually worth $200 worth of just cool young boy stuff. So I have done a little bit of just squirreling away here and there because I think, sure, he deserves a prize. We won the prize. If he just can take his favourite things, then the rest can go to the re-give box and that's presents that we can give.
Don't you wish he didn't realise that he'd won it? Like, it could have been an entire gift for him.
He was on it from the start, though. Like, he knew, so I couldn't do anything about that.
Look, the best thing is food. If someone gives me a box of chocolates, I'm pretty much guaranteed I'm going to re-give that.
Okay.
Wine as well, unless my wife gets to it first.
Yeah.
You know, I know work's often given us a bottle of wine every year.
Yeah.
That makes a nice present.
Well, remember when we got the ham? You didn't re-give that.
No, I did keep
that's
ham.
That's the one exception.
That was last year's work bonus, and yeah. That was the best.
It's so good.
It was the best. Yeah. Listen, in all seriousness, it's a great option this year. Just go around the house. The word that always comes to mind to me is excess. We've always got more than we need. You know, if you get that book you don't want, give it to Dad. Like, I've done that too. I'm too good at it, to be honest with you. And this podcast is actually quite dangerous because I've got to be careful what I say.
Yeah, because people will hear.
Yeah, well, people will put two and two together.
Yeah.
Well, that bottle of wine that you brought over, you didn't pay for that. No, I didn't. It was a gift from my boss.
Do you count this in re-gifting? If you buy a book as a present to give to someone, but you really want to read it, and you read it.
You can't.
And then give it.
Books are hard.
Is that okay?
No, books are hard because you can always tell when someone's read it. Books are pristinely tight when you get them. And opening them just
but
a little bit.
What if you read it so carefully without bending it back?
Oh, geez, you'd have to be keen. Keen and careful. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you have. See, folks, she acts like the Christmas angel. She ain't. She's on the other shoulder whispering in her ear, read the book.
But I see that in the same way as a re-give where it's like, well, why would I buy double if I, you know, why would I bother spending double on buying myself a copy if I'm only going to read it once anyway? Like, I think it's actually thrifty.
You got to be careful though, folks. Whatever you do, you know, you got to keep a list. You got to keep it on top of your re-gifts.
Tell me, do you have a present box that is stuff you might see in the shops through the year and buy it?
It's all in the same box.
But is that separate to the re-gift box?
No. Or, it's all in together.
Well, you're lucky you're a very organized person and you would remember these kind of things.
And be kind to your future self, write notes on your phone. Because one day, and it's happened before, you'll come unstuck. And then you just got to play it cool. Oh, yeah, it's crazy old Liam and his re-gifts. We've got plenty coming up on the show. Are you expected to drop hints to your better half? We actually think you should. Christmas smells as well. We'll talk about that soon. What takes you back to that place? And this band on the pod in minutes. Get your tempo. It's all right. Yeah, classic 90s Aussie band CDB have a brand new Christmas album out. We'll talk to one of their lead singers, Gary Pinto, on Christmas Podding coming up.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Coming soon to Christmas Podding, the 12 Days of Christmas podcast.
Are you singing carols?
No, I'm not.
Please, sir, please.
I suppose I could.
There's a podcast a day, every day, in the 12 days before Christmas.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Catch Liam and Ness every week and then let the festive celebrations begin as we release the 12 Days of Christmas podcast.
When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
Coming soon to Christmas Podding.
Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all, and all a good night.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Thanks for joining us. Our names are Liam and Ness. This band joining us on the podcast real soon. CDB have a new Christmas album out. They're coming up in minutes. But let's talk Christmas smells for a second. This came off the back of one of your letters to our mailbag where you said, hey, what are your favourite Christmas smells? And smells have the ability to take you back to a specific Christmas. What are the smells that do it for you that really warm your heart when it comes to Christmas time?
My favourite thing associated with Christmas smells is something that I've done over a few years, and it's to get the scented pine tree sticks that you put
hang on your Christmas tree. I remember, yes, you do.
That then gives you the smell of pine tree. Now, we have multiple conversations about the real and the fake Christmas trees. We had the conversation last week with our lovely friend who sells the real Christmas trees. And, of course, it's that smell of the fresh pine tree that is what draws a lot of people to getting the real tree. Now, if you are a fake tree person like me, you can still get that smell. with a fake tree. So I love these scented sticks, and I find, you know, I got some fresh ones a couple of weeks ago. Mm. I hadn't got them in a couple of years, and so I was still using them, but the smell had really faded. And it was my daughter who was like, please, can we get some more of those scented sticks? We put half on the upstairs tree, half on the downstairs tree.
How does it smell like Christmas?
And it does. Like, I love it.
You know, I actually love the smell of a fake Christmas tree. When you open that box every year, straight away, you know the smell I'm talking about? Like the fake Christmas tree smell. It's that plasticky smell.
Mothballs.
Sort of, yes. But the fake Christmas trees have a distinct smell.
Yeah.
The Christmas smells for me would be anything mulled winey. I've often walked past a restaurant and they're brewing up some orange and some cinnamon sticks and, and a pot of wine. That smell is fantastic. Love ginger, anything ginger-esque.
Yep.
Gingerbread, you know you make gingerbread houses and stuff, and anything fruity. So if you're cooking or baking a pudding or anything, you know, fruit mince pie style for me.
So that's really connected to those spices that you like. But the other Christmas smell that I kind of associate is the minty smell. Like that's another kind of, you can get Christmas candles in kind of the candy cane mint.
Yes, of course.
So that's a whole other kind of avenue you can go down.
We just bought two candles the other day, apple and raspberry, and they're actually pitched as Christmas candles.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's a bit of I never thought an apple would remind me of Christmas. They do. It smells just like Christmas.
Yeah. So. Look, candles are such a great way to get the smell in the air.
I know.
It's really good.
Great time to be sniffing around. So not for presents and for smells and all sorts of stuff. Coming up real soon, we're going to talk about the alternate Christmas advent calendar you may not have thought of for Christmas 2020. Would you have it at your house? We'll get to that next.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Hey, don't forget coming up our 12 days of Christmas podcasts every day for the 12 days leading up to Christmas. You can download and spend Christmas with us each and every day. Christmas advent calendars are around at the moment. The cheese calendar is the one that caught our eye. Imagine having a Christmas advent calendar where for 24 days in a row, you got a different piece of cheese. Now, we've seen the beer advent calendars. We've seen the gin advent calendars. The chocolate one's been done forever. This cheese calendar, I'm already sold. Where do I get it
right
from?
Right down my alley.
I love it.
Like, I was actually, I'm glad we're talking about advent calendars because I've got a couple of things to say. First of all, we've talked on the pod in previous years. This is our third Christmas now. And I always talk about the advent calendar I have at home, which has the little wooden drawers and you put your own little things in it. And I do nice little, like, let's go to some Christmas carols. Let's bake some gingerbread.
So you put ideas and stuff in it, do you?
Yeah. So it's just like experiences and things to do. My kids, year after year, Mum, can we please just get a proper advent calendar?
Can I be honest? I don't want to be down for the sake of being down.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Let's open up a calendar and instead of getting a nice chocolate, let's go for a family walk. You go for the walk and I'll eat the chocolate.
I know. Like, it sounds really good in theory. And I think it does work at times, but I do feel like we've overdone it.
Mm.
And so this year I did say to the kids, okay, you know, I got the Cadbury, the trolley lolly ones, they love it. And then the other little incentive I did, because my tree goes up early October, and the kids were like, oh, Mum, it's great, but it's a bit early. Like, they were a little bit apprehensive about it.
The little brats.
I know.
Sorry,
and so
kids.
I said, you know, as we got into November, I said, all right, kids, as a special treat, because of our long lead up to Christmas, because the tree's been up for weeks, we're going two advent calendars.
So the dud one
so
that
they
you make.
Spent November. No. So they had November with the chocolate
countdown
lolly one.
In November.
And then the December one where I splashed out and got the Smiggle one with the little stationery bits
for
my daughter.
I've been watching that one. Is that worth it?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
It's expensive though, isn't it?
$40-ish.
Okay. Yes, because they're doing 2 for $75. I saw that in the shop.
Yeah, and then for my son, the Hot Wheels one. And so they were pretty happy. They're like, put the tree up whenever you want, Mum.
Back up
like,
the truck. What's in this Smiggle one? Because I'm thinking of getting one for the kids.
Oh, yeah. So just little stationery bits, like a ruler and pens and a sharpener.
Is it worth $40? No.
I don't know.
I'm going to get one. Listen, back to the cheese calendar for a second. I am a cheese snob. There's no question about that. Did I tell you that I went to Paris last year? Why do you tut-tut on that?
Are you still... Well,
I bought
you bring it up all the time.
Because it was the most exciting thing I've done in the last 12 months.
Okay.
The only other thing I enjoy doing other than Paris is coming here and recording with you.
Yeah.
I enjoy that as well.
That's nice.
So you're on the same boat. You're actually nowhere near each other.
No.
But we had some really nice cheese. Yep. Stinky French cheese. If they put some stinky camembert in there, like you can open the fridge, you'd smell it a mile away. Oh, I'm in heaven. I just love my camembert. I love my blue cheeses as well. Brie, anything soft cheesy and you've got
I love cheese as well. Yeah. Cheese is like my favorite, probably my favorite food. Like I'd say halloumi is my favorite food
love halloumi.
Of all time.
Love
like,
halloumi.
I don't like blue cheese though. Now,
love it.
A couple of weeks ago, I bought what I thought was Brie. I wasn't reading the labels properly. I think I was looking on the shelf, not at the actual cheese. Mm. I thought I bought Brie, but it was blue cheese.
Mm.
And I opened it up. A couple of friends were over. And it was blue, like it was moldy, but then it also had some of that fuzzy white mold on it.
Mm.
And I just didn't know if that was okay.
That's okay.
All right. And my friends were like, nah. And I was like, well, I don't really eat blue cheese anyway. I wanted Brie.
I
threw it out.
I've got a bad feeling about this cheese advent calendar. It'll be all hard cheeses, and I don't love my hard cheeses. Like, it's got to be soft with the cracker.
But a fancy cheddar, like with those really nice cheddars. Mm. I tried a Maggie Beer caramelized onion cheddar the other day.
Listen to
delicious.
Us just banging on about cheese. Anyone would think we'd do a cheese podcast, you know, the way we love cheese.
Can
it's
we?
A great idea.
Does
actually.
Anyone do a cheese podcast?
It's a great idea. I don't think they do. Well, we found our off-street podcast.
Okay.
Do the advent calendar nonetheless. Kids love it. And do something better than just the chocolates. We saw them at Aldi the other day, the chocolate advent calendar. They're good, but they're so predictable.
My kids love it.
Yeah.
Like after all those years of the notes in
I've
the
been
drawer,
deprived of it.
They think it's the best thing. They get home from school and it's just the first thing they do. They're so excited.
Oh,
and honestly, it's like 5 grams of chocolate a day.
It's you nothing.
Know, it's
nothing.
It really is hardly anything.
Coming up next, this 90s band. Get you to move. It's all right, all right, all right. Yep, CDB have a brand new Christmas album out. We want to find out where they've been for the last couple of years and what we can expect. We'll talk to them next on Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We talk all things Christmas. You may remember this Aussie band from when you were requesting songs, ringing radio stations back in the 90s. Love CDB. Oh,
I mean, band of my youth.
Love them.
Love it.
They're out with a brand new album. It's a Christmas album. Gary Pinto, he's in the band. He joins us from CDB now. Their new Christmas album, Christmas is Here, the CDB mixtape. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good, Liam. Lovely to be here with you.
Great to chat to you, mate. We're so happy that you guys got a new album out. Christmas album. What took you so long? Only 15 years in the making?
I know. It's really a slow turnaround for us. We've always wanted to make a Christmas album, and it's been our dream for a long time. So, when COVID, we had a little bit more time than we, you know, usually have. So we put our recordings together, all separately, sent them to each other, recorded our vocals, sent it to Diesel in Sydney. He jumped on a track, and all of our collaborations have been via the net. So it's been an incredible time to be able to use technology to put together an album that we've always wanted to do.
That's incredible. So the fact that you weren't even in a studio together, that is pretty amazing. Whose idea was it? And was everyone on board, or did any of the band members take it a little bit more convincing than others?
No, I mean, we sort of think as a one unit generally, and we've always loved Christmas because it's the birth of Jesus. So we've always had that in our hearts, and it's a time of family and of love and of, you know, giving and it's a real celebration. So when we talked to each other about it, we were all very excited about it, but the amount of work that it takes to make a CDB album is quite different from a solo album, because there's so many harmonies, there's arrangements, there's 8-part harmonies in one of the songs. It's a lot of stuff to do. So when we said we were going to do it, the hours that we put in from that point is just, I can't quantify it. I actually can't number the hours. It was so long to make, but we're really proud of it.
Mate, when you're making an album like that and you're doing individual parts, it does leave you all very exposed. Did you ever get a track from, say, you know, Andrew De Silva or your brother? I know your brother's in the band, and go, gee, he's a bit off today. Did you ever pick apart the mistakes?
I think it's the opposite way, probably. No, they're amazing. I mean, we're all perfectionists. So Andrew, is one of the best producers in the country. So he would send stuff to us and we'd be blown away. Truthfully, we'd be blown away by it.
So tell us about the songs that you did choose on the album. Is it a mix of covers? Do you have some originals? How do you even go about putting a Christmas album together?
I know. So when I say 15 years in the making, some of the track we did with Guy Sebastian, I did in with him in 2006. The track we did with Diesel, we did last month, chosen our favourite Christmas carols. We always think, I went to Jerusalem a couple of times in the past 5 or 6 years, and being in this place where Jesus was born, really, it feels like when you're making a record like this, it feels like a really holy experience and a very, you know, an incredibly beautiful experience. So we chose the songs from our childhood that we would sing, you know, and the stuff that our parents would sing to us, and the more complex stuff. Paul Ciccinelli, a friend of ours, arranged Once in Royal David City and took it to an Arabic realm. Like, it sounds like it's in the markets of Lebanon. It's incredible.
Matt, before we play a quick sneak peek, we do have to say you work on the voice as a vocal coach. I actually saw you a couple of times on the TV this year. You'd pop up behind the scenes, and you must have worked with some of the best up-and-coming talent Australia has to offer.
Absolutely. I mean, my goodness, it's incredible what the voices of a great bunch of people, like producers, from the producers down to the judges to the singers, everybody has an intention of wanting to do the best they can and make the person shine. So, I mean, look at last year, Chris Sebastian, a freak of nature singer, Johnny Manuel, freak, Stella Perry, I mean, and you look all the way down, Tim Bowen, all the way through the contestants, Ciala, absolutely beautiful artists, beautiful people, and it's a blessing to be able to share those experiences of them growing as artists in that, you know, intense amount of time, that 3 months that we filmed these shows, just to be able to see them grow and develop as an artist and ready to sort of hit the ground running on the other side is amazing to be able to be a part of.
A few weeks till Christmas now. We are right in the spirit. What is your all-time favourite Christmas song?
Oh, I think Silent Night. I think I look at the night. I think of ourselves standing in Israel or Jerusalem and singing there. When we went to Jerusalem, my wife and I went to Jerusalem, we were able to sing by the Lake Galilee and sing on the Lake Galilee. We sort of went out with 400 pilgrims from Melbourne and sang Christmas carols and beautiful hymns. So that would be the most poignant one for me, Silent Night. It's beautiful.
Well, Gary, we're so happy to have you on the podcast. CDB are back, brand new Christmas album. Christmas is here, the CDB mixtape. Where can we get it from?
You can get it from all good retailers. You can get it online, Spotify, Sanity, JB Hi-Fi, iTunes, everywhere. And it's a really, we feel like it's a work of art and we've enjoyed it and we hope people enjoy it too.
And let's give a sneak peek right now. This is Christmas is Here on Christmas Spotting. Hey, Gary, thanks for coming on, mate. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Liam. Thank you, Vanessa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's Christmas. Christmas has come. I've been waiting for Christmas.
Coming up real soon, we are going to talk about whether you should drop hints to your better half. Should they get you the ultimate gift that you want? We'll find out in minutes here on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for joining us wherever you may be listening. Is it expected to drop hints to your better half when it comes to what they should buy you? Do you have a right to get mad if they buy the wrong gift? Or is it luck of the draw and see if they nail it? This is a tough one because I don't like wasted gifts.
Exactly.
I'm in a position where if I need or want something, I'll just go and buy it. And I really have to temper all my spending and pull it back in December just so my wife's got some ideas. Well, so the kids have got ideas. Mm-hmm. I was in Gloria Jean's, which is a coffee shop, the other day, and I said to the kids, "Well, Daddy would love some coffee beans for Christmas." And I could see them giggling, going, "Oh, we know what we're getting him for Christmas now," you know, because, I mean, I could just go and buy my own coffee, but I want them to be able to be a part of buying something that will make me happy.
It's a tricky one, and I think it does depend on your personality type as well. Like, I think it's really different for everyone, so you need to know what it is for your partner if... You know, and for yourself, if you do need to drop hints or not.
I don't have a problem with dud gifts. It's just part of the experience. Mm. I'd rather it just not be a wasted exercise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's plenty of stuff they bought along the way. I just know, like, they bought me a key caddy wallet holder once from Kmart. It sat in the top of the cupboard. Mm. And I'm like, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It was $15.
Yeah.
It was a great idea. But where am
just
I going
to... not for you.
Where am I going to put it?
Yeah.
And then... So I didn't use it. But it was a great idea. I just don't want to waste the experience.
Yeah. Look, you know? My husband this year did send me a link for something he wanted. It was a watch. A particular type of watch.
See? He's taken all the guesswork
and,
out of it for you.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, great. Well, that's good. Like, you know, a watch is something that you do want to get the right thing. Like, I don't want that to be a waste. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get him a watch. Try and be creative. And then it's not what he wants. Like, I'd rather get one that he really likes.
Mm.
But then I'm like, well, is that it? Do I
get
only get that? Do I get something else? See, like, what are we...
Do you like being told what to buy them? Or see, I can see some people being offended by that. Like, I'm buying you the gift. It's not your decision.
My preference is a guideline. You know, I like it when people say, oh, I'd really like some new tea towels, but then I've got the freedom to go and choose... some really nice tea towels.
Well, hang on a second. There's no guideline there. That's you choosing your own gift.
No, I'm saying for other people. Like, that's what I like to be told. So I like to be told.
So your mum wants tea towels and you go choose them. Sorry.
Exactly. But I do struggle a bit come December because I've got a November birthday.
Yeah.
And my family is always like, what do you want for your birthday? And I usually provide a list and, you know, and then it comes to December, what do you want for Christmas? I go, well, I don't know. I just got it for my birthday.
Everything you didn't get for your birthday. See, my birthday's in July. Do you remember the date?
23rd.
Unbelievably wrong. I can't believe it.
22nd?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because I've asked you that question on the podcast before and you nailed it.
Oh, I just had that mind blank. My sister's the 24th.
Yours is the 19th of November. So, you know, never forgotten. It's been in my head for 15 years.
Have you forgotten before?
No. I've always known it was the November 19th.
Okay.
No, that's not true. Take that back. I've never forgotten your birthday. I'm good with birthdays.
Okay. I reckon you have once or twice. But anyway, let's move on.
Horribly offensive.
Okay.
I do think that deep down we're wrong. I think that deep down, and I think this is part of our personality types, and I think that, you know, I don't want to, as I said, a wasted gift, or I don't want you to waste your money. I'm not going to use that. Some people that know me really well tapped in early. Like the mother-in-law buys me coffee vouchers. It's the greatest gift in the world. It is literally the greatest gift in the world. I'll go every time I go there for the next 6 coffees, I think of her and go, I love this. This is so good. I think we're wrong. I think we should be just taking a gift and being uber grateful and just going, well, this is fantastic. And we are wrong.
So does she get you that same gift every year?
It has for a long time, yeah.
Okay, because I actually quite like that concept because it frustrates me when you find an excellent, amazing gift for someone 1 year and then it feels like nothing else can live up to that.
Yeah.
And then the next year you're like, oh, that's okay, but it's nothing like when I got you the shark tooth necklace.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's just the epitome. And then is it okay to give the same gift year after year if it's something that can be replaced?
Does it get tired?
Yeah.
I think it does. Well, see, for me, very simple taste, creature of comfort. If someone bought me coffee vouchers for the rest of my life, I'd be happy. But if it was at the wrong coffee shop, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
I'd be so annoyed.
Wasted gift.
What am I going to do with these?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's a tough one. I think at the end of the day, especially Christmas 2020, just be grateful. You know, if your kids buy your dad, kids, it's different with kids. Kids just buy dad gifts. That's what they do.
Yeah. But you know, like what I usually try and do with my kids, like when they're buying for each other or they're buying for their dad or for me, whatever, it's like that's when we'll go and just buy the cheap presents. Like, so it doesn't really matter. If it's a dad, you only spent $5. So it's not like it has a high impact.
Well, poll of one, would you agree? My wife says I'm the hardest person in the world to buy for because I'm so organized. She goes, you know, like I buy her birthday presents 6 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you know, you know what you want. You've bought stuff already. Do you agree that I'm hard to buy?
Agree. Yeah, definitely.
Why?
Just because I feel like you've got a high standard and because you know, you're like, you're very particular about what you like and don't like.
Well, you're lucky I like
Yeah, I know. Like, you could just change your mind.
Could have found someone else to the podcast with.
I know.
Oh, hang on, it was your idea.
I came to you.
Yeah, it was your idea.
Yeah, so
but
I
do. But why do you come to me? Because you know I'm particular and organised.
Exactly, exactly. So,
I do all the work.
But I do agree with your wife. You are difficult to buy for. But I don't know. That's just what we have to deal with.
I'm just gonna, what you're going to have to deal with? What with the present you're going to buy me this year?
Yeah, I give you. When are we doing presents?
We don't do gifts. Wasted gift. Why do we give each other a gift?
No, well, what do you want? Like, do you want some gingerbread? Nah. Do you want a jar of relish?
I do, but is that a gift or is that just because we're mates? Like, yeah, of course I do. If you're bacon, bring it in.
Yeah.
Fantastic. If you're going to palm it off as a gift, that's up to you.
Well,
I'd like it anyway.
I haven't seen you wear your Christmas tie I got you last year.
I threw it out.
See?
Waste a gift.
This is why you are so hard to buy for, because you re-give, you throw it out. Like, it's like you're just sitting there on the throne just like, nah, don't like it. Nah, don't like it. Nah, send it away. No, don't like it.
Wow.
Like, that's why you're hard.
I'm horribly offended. Oh, throw it to people at home. Vanessa comes in with a cheap $2 tie. It was a great gag. We had a laugh.
That was a gag.
And there, but then you don't want me to wear it.
Yeah. As a gag.
The gag was great. We laughed.
Yeah,
oh, look, she got me a cheap tie.
It was a Christmas tie. Like, yeah. You can wear it to recording.
Okay. Lucky we're wrapping that up in a couple of seconds. We're back. Took a weird tone. Are you really offended I threw it? Anyway.
Yep.
Are you?
Yeah. And I'm offended that you say no gifts. Like, what if I want to get you something this year?
I didn't say no gifts. I just said, why are we giving gifts?
You did. You said, no gifts this year.
Did I not give you a gift for no reason about 2 months ago? Did I not just bring you in a very expensive, lovely duck fat? See, I do.
That was a great gift.
It was, because I knew you'd like it. Mm. All right. We're going to sing just a minute. Change our mood.
Let's try and lift the tone. Hey?
We'll do that in a minute. We're wrapping it up next. Christmas podding. Don't go anywhere.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, we love that you listen to the show. We actually feel quite honoured that you choose to download this podcast. We've got thousands of downloads and we wanted to say thank you so much. Get in touch with us anytime. Just send us a message or jump on our Facebook page. We're putting up daily questions, daily polls. We want to know about your Christmas. What are you doing this year?
And
stuff
look,
like that.
The best gift of all you could give us is just to share this podcast with someone
yes.
else. Subscribe, leave us a review and a rating. That will just make our Christmas.
I love to explain to people that at the end of every show, we sing to you. So this is what you're about to hear is actually us.
No, we sing with you.
Oh, yes. People should be singing along at home. If you can stand it. And we've got a whole stack of songs in the
yes.
repertoire that we've recorded. Right now, we need a little Christmas. We certainly do. Mm. We're nearly there. And also, coming up, the 12 Days of Christmas podcast. As of next week, we're going to do one a day.
We're so pumped.
We're so close to Christmas. So, as we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Call out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. And we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older. And I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. I need a little Christmas now. Call out the holly, the ones that taught you all to live each living day. Fill up the stocking, but Auntie May, it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now. But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet, and we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've done the neighborly. Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on the neighborly bough. But we're right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinning, and we need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now.
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us. Welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our lames. And it is lame. I'm doing too many of these.
You're lame.
Listen, I'm a bit of a cheese snob. Yeah. You may think that we are rich, white and privileged. Maybe only two of those are correct. But we That sounds terrible.
Don't point it out.
Don't point it out. Well, I proved them right. That's going at the end. Oh gosh. I gotta find this cheese thing.
It's at Woolies. Aurora Merry Cheesemas.
Can you send me a link?
It's $16. It's saying it's coming up unavailable.
Come on, let's do this.
Okay, sorry. You told me to look for the cheese calendar. Do you want the cheese calendar or not?
Well, I do, actually. Yeah, we're big fans of the band, mate. We love CDB. Yeah. Great band, so thank you so much. Better. Well, I was going to say, when I was working at the Stafford Skating Ring, we used to get your requests for your song all the time. So general skating, reverse general direction, you know.
That's awesome, man.